Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend on the show this half hour, ladies and gentlemen. Melissa Tash is here. Melissa is new to us, but she's not new to people around here because she's made a mark on the world. She's a highly accomplished individual. She's the founder. She's an entrepreneur. She's the founder of a company, a photography company that she's making into a franchise. She's a franchisor. That's no small test. She's also an Army veteran. She's also an engineer at Nike. She was, and she was also the payload crew trainer. The payload crew trainer for NASA's International Space Station program. How about that for a resume? How about that for accomplishments? And she's here to talk to us about, we're going to talk first about that franchise organization. Melissa Tash, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. You make me sound so good.
You got kids?
So,
You got kids, yes. Well, make them listen to that introduction. They'll say, who is he talking about? What? My mommy?
I have teenagers, so I need all the credit.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Because right now you're probably mostly irrelevant, except when it comes to money and food. So, Melissa, thank you for being here. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your contribution to the marketplace. Tell us about Spoiled Rotten Photography.
Oh my goodness, Jim. It is a work of the heart. So I was working at NASA and taking pictures on the side like a lot of people do. And I had an opportunity to take pictures at a preschool. And my husband told me I was crazy. What are you doing? You are an engineer. You work for NASA. Why would you want to take pictures at a preschool? And ever since then, we have found that we can take pictures in a volume way and make a lot of money. So I love photography, have always loved photography, and now we've figured out how to not only make a great living for us, but as you talked about earlier, we franchised it and we're helping other families make a great living doing something as wonderful as photography.
Well, I'm an amateur photographer too. I love it as well. And I'm thinking about buying a long lens, and I need to talk to you offline and to get your advice on something. So
I've got
tell us who your customers are.
Our customers are preschool.
Mm-hmm. Spoiled Rotten.
So we take.
That's the name, Spoiled Rotten.
That's right. Spoiled Rotten Photography. That's
well,
right.
Your we customers, your subjects are preschool. Your customers are grandma and grandpa.
The people that buy the pictures, grandma and grandpa, mom and dad, all day, every day. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So go ahead.
But we take pictures of the little preschoolers. We actually consider our clients the preschool director and the owners, the people that make the decisions at the preschool.
Right.
So, of course, the parents.
You've got to get inside the building first, right?
That's absolutely correct. And we have to keep both of them happy.
Right, exactly. So you started this business. What made you think you wanted to turn it into a franchise?
Oh, my goodness. We had all the pieces together. So I'm a trainer at heart. I'm an industrial engineer. I can make all the processes and procedures. I love leadership. I love people. I want to help people come along and do the same. Well, we're doing it for ourselves. Why not do it for everybody else, too?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
We can make a huge difference in other people's lives, and that's why we did it.
So, but in the beginning, did you realize how hard it is to be a franchisor? I mean, when you thought, what a great idea. Did you have any idea? I mean, it's hard. It's really hard to be a franchisor. I mean, it's like the hardship of being an entrepreneur on steroids, because now you're working with a bunch of other entrepreneurs.
Oh, my goodness. I heard a quote yesterday that you said about cherries. Like, you have to see the fruit first.
That's right.
So thank goodness I saw the fruit first and didn't bite in and get a pit.
Yeah. So So you've now, but now you got your franchisor. That means you're looking for franchisees. Yeah. How many of those you got?
We've got 15 units right now.
Yeah. 15 franchisees, so franchisees across, around, yeah. In the region, in your region, or around the country, or around the world? Where are they?
Yes, they're in the mostly in the southeast, but we have two in Colorado and three in Texas and one in Ohio.
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
And then the rest are in the southeast.
So do you still take pictures yourself? Do you still do you photography yourself, or you just spend all your time bringing on new folks, new franchisees?
Well, we do a little bit. In Huntsville, we have a robust team. We've got about 50 accounts in Huntsville, and I still do about 3 or 4.
I got you. So how many people are on your team? How many people on your internal team?
In Huntsville, we have 8.
8. And what was your biggest challenge? Because folks, this is franchising is a way of capital of extending yourself, of leveraging your intellectual property and extending your dream and capitalizing it, helping other people capitalize your dream, and by you giving them a little piece of your dream. What's the biggest challenge that you had?
I think the biggest challenge is finding the culturally consistent people that have the same type of drive that you have, that want to do
values.
Your business.
Because we want values. To, you have to, that, you have yes, to find people who absolutely. Share. It's like finding a partner. You know, you don't want a partner that doesn't share your values.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a long-term partnership. 10-year right. agreement. You want to make sure that you love the people.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. That is the core number one thing.
Right. And so how big do you think you could be?
We've looked at the United States, and we feel like there's about 100 territories we'd love to be in.
Wow. Yeah, because at some point in time, it gets to another level, and you've got to decide for your franchise the way entrepreneurs decide for their company. How big do I want to be? And if I get to a certain level, do I start? Does it stop being fun? Right? I mean, isn't that
absolutely?
It depends. You know, some people want to. Yeah, you know, they want to scale and get out. But sounds to me like you want to make sure you do it when you have fun.
It is definitely the work of our heart. We feel like, my husband and I feel like it is, this is our purpose in life, to help other families be successful.
I love
so,
it.
Until
I need
we're
your,
still
I
not,
need your
we're
website.
We're not doing that, then we'll be okay.
Melissa, I need to let folks know how to find you and so they can ask you about franchising.
Sure. SpoiledRottenPhoto.com.
SpoiledRottenPhoto.com, folks. It's a new franchise. You can start your own business. 20 after 100, but come right back with Melissa Tash and talk about International Women's Day. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.